Matthew 10:37. He that loveth father or mother. Now, you want you to listen to what the Lord says here. It's important. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. I want to look at these verses specifically. I tell you what I'm really wanting to try to talk with you a little bit about this evening is your life. Your life. The Lord makes a statement here, and we're going to be also going over in Romans 12 here in just a little bit, if you want to find that. But right now, we're in Matthew 10. And this is what the Lord said. He that findeth his life, verse 39, he that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Now, he's not talking about your soul. He's talking about your life. Your life. This has a lot to do, everything to do. Let me say that. This has everything to do with the direction of your life. The direction of your life. Right. Now, the Lord says this, he that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Now, if you look at that just for what it says, listen, I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people today think they're making the choice about their life. The only real choice, are you listening? Is to give your life to the Lord. That's the only worthy choice. He said, if you lose your life for my sake, you'll find it. You got to just lose your life. Turn it over to the Lord. For his sake, you'll find it. Your life will be saved. But listen, if you try to save your life, you're going to lose it. And that's the only answer for you doing only what you want to do with your life. Everyone that wants to just do what they want to do with their life, they're going to lose their life. That's what Jesus said. You make that decision, that decision, I'm going to do what I want to do, you're going to lose your life. According to what the Lord said, listen, it's just one or two ways. It's let God have our life and we find it, or we try to hold on to it and we lose it. I don't know about you. I don't want to lose my life. I don't want to lose my life doing what I want to do. I'm trying to save my life. In other words, you're trying to keep it in your hands. Doing what I want to do. How I want to do. It's my life. Listen, the Bible said plainly for us that are saved, you cannot do the things that you would. You're bought with a price. And the Lord says it's one or the other. There's no third option. It's one or the other. You can save your life, try to hold on to it, and you're going to lose it. And that's always going to be the answer. There is no exception. There are people in this world think they're smart enough to get around the things that God says. Well, not with me. Not with my life. Not with my family. That ain't going to happen. The Lord said, He's talking to you. Is that not what He said? You try to save your life, you'll lose it. But if you lose your life, he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. What life? What a life to have that found life, to be in the will of God, to be happy, to be overjoyed. Are you listening to me? To have great peace and purpose. The Lord said you are going to find it if you'll lose it for my sake. You're going to find your life. You're going to find your life. A lot of people are, what am I here for? Lose your life for Jesus and you'll find out. You'll find out why you're here for. Which direction to go and what's going to happen and all that. Listen, there's no greater life than the Christ life. Losing your life for Christ's sake. Now here's what the Lord said over in Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. And you have to really, sometimes we'll just go right over top of these verses and not really see some of the most profound things that we could ever see. Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. You're losing your life here. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now look at this. Look at this. And be not conformed to this world, But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. One or two things is going to happen in your life. The world is going to conform your life. The world is an influence on us. Did you know that? Everything that's out in the world right now, from Facebook and internet and tic-tac-toe, whatever that is, are you listening? I mean, all this stuff, it is to conform you and me to the world. I mean, right down to how we look. They advertise the type of clothes, the type of makeup for women, the type of hair products, the kind of food. They tell you what is best for your life, what is the most good and the best. They put a life out there and say, this is where you're going to be happiest. A lot of times it's at a bar scene with a bunch of friends, smiling and laughing. Can't you just see yourself right here? Are you listening to me? And the world is constantly trying to conform you and me. And Paul said, be not conformed. Now listen, you're either going to be not conformed or you're going to be conformed. The world's going to shape your life. You don't have a decision in this. A lot of people think, I'm making the decision. No, you ain't. The world's making your decision. Amen? Be not conformed. It's just like somebody's got a piece of mud. And if they want to put a dent here, and they want to squeeze here, and whatever they want to do with it, they're conforming it. That thing ain't making no decisions. Amen? You ain't making no decisions. Your life is not your own.
That's right.
It either belongs to God or it belongs to the devil.
Amen.
The world's got you, or Christ is going to do something in your life.
Right.
Be not conformed to this world. Be not conformed to this world. But be ye transformed. Now I want to tell you something. There's a big difference in being conformed and being transformed. You say, Brother Mark, what's the difference in being conformed and transformed? Conformed is what the world's doing. It's taking that old man that you are, Adam, and making him into what the world wants him to be. But being transformed, that's Christ. It's the word for that transform is metamorphos. It means change completely.
Yeah.
Completely changed. God made you new. And God's doing something in your life after He made you new. Are you hearing me? Your life, a new life in Christ, transformed by Christ. You gave your life for Christ's sake and you found it. But if you try to find your life, you're going to lose it. I'll lose it. How? The world will conform it to what it wants to be. And listen, there's a lot of Christians, they're not letting Christ transform. They're spending more time letting the world conform them. You got people that's walking the fence, on the edge, like Eutychus. They're sitting in the windowsill, about to pass out. And you know what's going to happen? He's going to fall outside. The world wants to conform you. If any part of our life looks like the world, we're going in the wrong direction. Right. We're making the wrong decision. And again, it's not that necessarily I'm doing what I want to do. I'm doing what the world wants me to do. You'll either be transformed or you'll be conformed. The world is going to make you what it wants to make you, or Christ is going to make you what He wants to make you. There's no in between. There's no in between. It's one of two ways. We can't ride the fence, people. Listen, we're either going to be God's child being transformed, or we're going to be conformed to this world. I don't want to be the kind of Christian that people look at and wonder, is he a Christian? Wow. Or he says he's a Christian, but I want Christ to completely transform my life. He makes us a light, brightly shining. He makes us the very salt of the earth. That's what He transforms us into. I wasn't salt before. I was the most bitter, nasty thing anybody could put in their mouth. Spit me out. I mean, my life wasn't something anybody at all would want. I hope since Christ has come into my heart and life, saved me. Well, I want to tell you something, and I'm not bragging on me. I'm telling you by the glory of God what He has done. I am not the man I used to be. And I know that. I know that I'm not the man I used to be. I'm talking even on the outside. Not just on the inside. Definitely on the inside. On the outside, a lot has changed. And I want a lot more to change. I want the outside to be a reflection of what's on the inside. Amen. Glorious. Glorious. New. Transformed. God help us. God help us. We thought we were making our own decision. No, we're not. I mean, you look at these verses. The decision's made for us. One or two ways. All we're doing is just giving over. We think we've got control of our life. No, it's either in the hands of the world or it's in the hand of God. One of the two. What a question. What a question. And the statement that Paul makes in Romans 12, and be not conformed to this world, like a command. Don't you let the world conform you. Don't let the world conform you. I'm going to tell you something. Satan, he is real slick. I'm going to tell you how slick he is. He starts out with something, I mean, that people think, oh, that ain't nothing really wrong with that. Baby step. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And the next thing, same thing. You know, I mean, if I mean, it's really, you know, not the very best thing, but how cute is that? How fun. How entertaining. And before we know it, we're a long way from where Christ had us. A long way. Satan and the devil has completely conformed us. Listen, I have seen, and I love them. I love them. Most of the men of God that I'm thinking of right now, they could preach circles around me. They're far above me. But I have seen so many of them change the way they think, things they preach, because people started getting comfortable. You just get comfortable. Get comfortable in things at one time they thought, you know, well, it's kind of questionable, so I'll just stay away from it. Now they've jumped in both feet. I can't do that. I'm saying I can't do that. People, there's something down inside me that's been there since God saved me, no doubt, but especially since God called me to preach. And the old man of God preached to me and preached to me, preached to me and preached to me God's holy word. And he got in there and it's not coming out. And I can't help that. Being the way I am, I can't help it. I love God. I love the old time way. I know these men, they love God too. Listen, sometimes we will give up some sanctification and some consecration. Our walk with God, our closeness to the Heavenly Father. And you know what happens? Our churches begin to feel it. And they begin to starve to death. God have mercy upon us. God have mercy upon us. To present your bodies, that means a continual coming before God. Why didn't he say you present your soul, present your spirit? He said, present your bodies. Take that outward man and let God transform him. What's the matter with that? Are we so caught up? Are we? Are we so caught up with the things of the world? Do we love that stuff so much that we can't lay that some of that down and walk with God? This is your life. I'm not telling you to quit living. When I was a single man, I tried to live, or rather, I take that back. When I had no children, I tried to live even more separated. But when I had children, I had determined that if I raise them at that time the way that I was living, they had never... I don't know how to put it. There was nothing wrong with the way I was living. But to be a good daddy and to be able to do things with my kids and go places, because there were places that I completely cut off out of my life. Why? Because it was entertainment, and I gave up all forms of entertainment to try to live closer to the Lord. But when I had little kids, I thought, God, I know I had give all that up in the ministry, but I've got two little kids, and I'd like to see them slide and swing and ride and do the things a little kid does. And ain't a thing wrong with that. But I also want them to know that's not what life is about. It's not all about the party. Amen? It's not all about the big time and the good time. Teach them their life is about God. It's about Christ. And you can still be a good mom and a good dad, but priorities have to be placed in order. Amen? Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We have to let the Spirit of God renew our mind, which is connected to our spirit. I mean, we have to, you can't think the way you've always thought. You can't do it. And don't question the Almighty. Don't question the Almighty. If He's speaking to you as a child of God and telling you, I want something here. I want something in your life. I want something out of your life. I want to transform you right here. Then let the Almighty do that. Don't say, well, I don't see what the problem is. If you're talking to the Almighty that way, you're not serious about really going anywhere with God. Don't question the Almighty. He knows what He wants out of your life. He knows what He wants to transform in your life. And for what purpose? And for what reason? Don't try to save your life. You will lose it. You will lose it. But if you'll lose it, Christ made a great promise. You'll save it. You will save it. Amen.